Hey guys.
Hey guys, I'm Jenna.
Hey guys, welcome back to Mamas Chingonas podcast with Janet and Sandy. Thank you so much for tuning in to our episode for today. And for today, I will be on here alone. There's so much going on with so many different things as far as graduations, and sometimes it's hard to coordinate dates when everyone's available to jump on a podcast. With my husband working and me being available certain days and my cousin being available certain times, it's not the easiest. But that doesn't mean we're not going to continue to make episodes together or with other people. Simply this week, it's me, myself, and I. So thank you for tuning in and for continuing to show love. For today's episode, I wanted to talk about love at first sight. I'm wondering if you guys believe in it. Do you believe in love at first sight? Is it real? Is it a myth? What do you guys think? I want to know. Message me on my Instagram handle, Mamas Chingonas Podcast, or on Facebook. You can also find me there, or you can send me messages, voice messages, here on Anchor. So if you're listening on Anchor, if that's your app, you can send me messages, and I can send you back messages, and we can talk on here. I'm just curious to know what your thoughts are on love at first sight. So for me, for those of you who don't know me and are tuning in, you guys are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to share more about me and talk about love at first sight. So for me, in my personal experience, I do believe in love at first sight. First off, let me start there. But I want to tell you more about my experience with love at first sight. See, my husband and I met over 10 years ago, and he knew that he was going into my work because he already knew who I was. He knew about me, and it was basically a setup, I feel like, but obviously the love was there, the connection was there, and, you know, we're still together 10 years later, two kids later, so I don't know. You tell me. But let's start off with, before I met my husband, I was in a three-year relationship. For what I thought, you know, young love, high school sweethearts, as many as you would call. And that ended. So, you know, I was young, I was 18, 19, and I just wanted to live a fun life, party mode with my girlfriends. And I just wanted to focus on me. And I wasn't looking for love. I wanted no part. And I was just working and doing me. But my mom's friend had some really good friends, which happened to be my husband's family, uncles. And my mom already had met my husband. And she was like, oh, this guy's great. Like, he would be perfect for my daughter. Like, she's no longer dating the guy that she was with for 3 years. And she needs, you know, if you're Hispanic, you know your mom wants you married young and wants you to have kids young. Like, that's just Hispanic people. Like, they just want grandbabies. And she wanted to set me up. So basically, they set me up and they married me. Okay, long story short. But let me go on the details. So a lot of you guys go to Walmart. And inside of Walmart, there's a National Vision Center, which is an eyeglass place where you get your contacts and your eyeglasses and your eye exams. So that's where my career started as a dispensing optician over 10 years ago. So I remember sitting in like the main lobby closer to the door, and this hot guy walking into Walmart and walking out, but totally like looking in like where I work. And I was like, okay, that was weird. But this guy was like super cute, which happened to be my now husband. And then he walked back in and came towards me, talking to me, asking if we sold eye drops. And I remember telling him, no, we don't. If you need eye drops, you can find them at the pharmacy. So that was that. It was like super short, super sweet, but it wasn't a normal, you know, talk with the customer or patient. Like, it just, like, he was nervous as hell. And it was like a very, very heated moment. Like, I was like, okay, wow. And I turned to my coworkers, and I remember my coworker being like, damn, he's hot. Like, who is that guy? Like, what did he want? And I remember saying, you know, he wanted eye drops, and I told him we didn't sell them here, so he had to go to the pharmacy. And I was like, but yeah, he was pretty cute, wasn't he? And that was that. But from time to time, like, I don't know, he, you know, would cross my mind. Like, it was like, yeah, like, that guy's cute. Like, I wonder if he's ever going to come back. Well, little did I know, he knew who I was. He knew about me. And everybody knew that they were trying to set me up with him, and I had no idea. So then he comes back. And he comes back with his uncle and his family, which I already had met them. And then they quarterly introduced me to him. And I was like, okay, this is weird. Like, you were just here not too long ago asking for eye drops. Now you're back, like, with your family. Like, it was weird. And so I kind of knew that something was up, but I didn't really know what. And so a couple days later, my mom's friend came from out of town. Shout out to you if you're listening. And they're like, yeah, we're going to have a barbecue. We're going to have friends over. And there's a guy I want you to meet. I'm like, oh, no, like, I don't want to meet anybody. I don't want to be with anybody. Like, just stop there. She's like, no, he's super cute. He's super nice. You need to meet him, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, no, thank you. I don't want any part in that. And little did I know, it was the same guy who I've already talked to on two different occasions. And they pull up. They're at my house. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, even so, like, yes, he's cute as hell, but no, thank you. I want nothing to do with anybody. Like, I'm just doing me, living young, wild, and free. Well, the barbecue went great, obviously, and my mom loved him even more, and she knew that that was the guy for me, and that's who I needed to marry. So, yes, she was a huge influence in our whole marriage, and I can't believe that things went down the way they went down. And then he came again to my work. I worked there full time, clearly. And he would, you know, bring me roses. And then at one point, it was like around Halloween. And I remember he gave me his phone number. And of course, I kept it. And we had a great night. We went out, we partied. And I remember telling him that I was going to be at the, I'm not even going to say where I was going to be at, because y'all already know, people who know who I am and know what town I'm from, y'all know what was popping back in the day for Halloween. So we went there, and, you know, it was a great fun night, and obviously I was drunk. And I ended up texting him. So then the text became phone calls, and it was just endless conversations. And obviously, you know, we gelled very greatly, and we started dating. We started going on dates. He started taking me, you know, out for lunch, for dinner, and always, always would bring roses, not only for me, but also for my mom, which I thought was very, very generous of him. Like, he obviously had the intention and he was like taking no's for no reason. So he swept me off my feet. And obviously, if he was a jerk or was super into himself or was just cocky and obviously not the type of dude that I'm into, like, we would have left things, you know, right then and there. But I think the connection when we first met was like, wow, like, who is this guy? You know what I mean? Like, I obviously, for me, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to marry him. But maybe for him, it was, because obviously he was going in there with the purpose, knowing what he was getting himself into. Yet I had no idea. But then you hear the love stories of people who truly just meet randomly at random places. And it's like love at first sight. So I want to hear more stories. Like, if you are somebody who met someone and it was like love at first sight, I want to know about it. I think it's very interesting. I think the chemistry that two people can have is quite amazing. You know, he and I met over 10 years ago. Now we have two beautiful children. And it's obviously a lot harder once kids come in the picture, because there's a different routine compared to when you guys are just the two of you and you can do whatever the hell you want, go wherever you want, and no worries really besides one another. But once you have children, it makes it harder. But our little girl, our firstborn, is going to be 3 coming up July 28th. I can't even believe how fast, you know, time's ticking. I just, you know, go through my memory and my brain, and right now where I am in my little closet studio here that I have in the back of my house, there's pictures that I have of when we got married, and I'm just looking at the pictures like, dang, that was like 10 years ago. And it's just so crazy how, obviously, influence. I was hugely influenced because I cared a lot what my mom thought. And I know that she loved him so much and she wanted us to have children right away, but we weren't ready. We were still very young. But I'm just like so grateful that she, you know, encouraged me to marry this great man. Like, he truly is a very, very great person. And he definitely, whatever he dedicates himself to, he can accomplish. It's quite amazing. So I just wanted to share a little bit of my experience with love at first sight. But I definitely would love to have someone else jump on the podcast and talk about their experience with love at first sight. Is it, you know, does it happen more than we think? Because, I mean, now, like, there's the apps, whatever they're called. I don't even know, like, okay, Tinder, that one's, like, for sure. My coworkers were all on that, I remember. Swipe left or swipe right, I don't remember which is what. But I'm just like, damn, like, if, knock on wood, I don't even know if this is real wood, if I ever have to no longer be with my husband, like, I don't even think I can be on a dating site. Like, it just is so weird to me. Like, I don't think I can. Like, that's just crazy. So if you're on a dating site too, like, let me know. Like, let's have you on this freaking podcast and talk about your dating life. Because how does this whole Tinder thing work? How many freaking apps is there now today? Like, it's crazy. But then there is, like, really some people that do end up, you know, falling in love. And then there's horror stories where it's like terrible out there. And I remember my coworker at one point mentioned something like, she wished she wasn't even dating. She wished she would have just stayed with her husband. And it's like, damn, it's that bad? Like, you know it's bad when somebody wishes that they should have stayed with their husband instead of freaking calling it quits and jumping on a new boat. Like, that's pretty scary. So I would love to hear your guys' stories about love and what it's like right now, you know, out there. It's crazy. As I sit here and sip coffee. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed my little story. And I am looking forward to having more people on our podcast. And Sandy, I missed you today. So I can't wait till we link up again and we talk. And let us know too, like, do you guys want to hear more about like our personal life? Or do you want to hear more topics with other people? Do you want us to conversate more like about our current lives, like how our week went, how our day went? Like, let us know, because this episode, I think, is our 12th episode. You know, I've been trying to be as consistent as possible every week. It's not very easy, but we make it happen. And that's the way it goes. You just gotta make it happen. So let us know. Please message me on Instagram, Mamas Chingonas Podcast, and let us know what you want to listen to next. Thank you guys so much for listening. You guys stay safe. We are back in lockdown here in the county I live. Everything's basically closed again unless you're dining outside. So this whole pandemic is still going. It's still very live. And it's crazy. So you guys stay safe. Take care. And hopefully you hear from us next week. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, guys.
We'll talk to you later.
And then see you later.
Love you guys.
I love you guys.
Be good.
Be good.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
And don't be racist.
Don't be racist.
No sean.
No sean.
Racistas.
Racistas.
Cuídense.
Cuídense.
Lávense las manos.
Lávense las manos.
Y usen sus máscaras.
Usen la máscara.
Como PJ Masks.
Como PJ Masks.
Is on the task.
PJ Masks is on the task.
¿Qué más dice?
Taco the Cowboy.
¿Y quién más? That's it.
Piggy.
Piggy?
Yeah.
Who's Piggy?
Piggy está dentro.
¿Dónde?
A la casa.
¿En la casa?
Sí.
Holy moly. All right, y'all. I'll be back with more deets on...
No.
Huh?
No.
No hay?
No.
¿Qué?
En la casa de Lily.
¿En la casa de Lily?
Sí.
¿Qué hay en la casa de Lily?
Ahí. Está caminando.
All right, y'all. We'll be back.